European and Asian stock markets take a tumble after stocks went into free fall in the United States. Main European benchmarks were down to nearly 3% at opening. The German stock market tumbled 3.6%, while the Paris market tanked 3.4%. The London stock market also fell 3.5%. Meanwhile, shares tumbled in Asia, with Japan's Nikkei index closing down 4.7% on Tuesday. Hong Kong's Hang Seng also plummeted nearly 5%. This came after the Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered its biggest decline since 2011. The Dow plummeted more than 1,100 points, or 4.6%, in trading on Monday. The sell-off is partly blamed on a possible hike in the interest rate. In reaction, the White House said President Donald Trump was focused on long-term economic fundamentals, which it described as exceptionally strong. Joining us live now from London is Steve Keen, who is an independent economic researcher. Steve, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this plunge in stock markets around the world, starting, of course, from the United States?
Well, it's inevitable. It's been coming for quite some time because people like, for example, Donald Trump, simply focus on the level of the S&P and the Dow Jones. What they ignore is the ratio of those prices to share earnings. And if you look at what's called Robert Shiller's CAPE index, a capital cyclically adjusted price to index ratio, price to earnings ratio, that is higher than at any time in history since 2007. The only thing to come close to it other than that was Black Tuesday in 1929. So stocks are massively overvalued. They had to have a tumble, and even a bumblebee could have pricked this market.
Steve, obviously the White House saying that we need to look at this long term, that the U.S. economy is still strong in that sense, if we look at it from that point of view. Do you agree with that?
Not that it's strong, but it's going through a revival right now because the collapse in private credit that caused the 2007-2010 downturn is over, and the households and corporations are borrowing money once more and spending it into the economy. So it is ticking along moderately well, and there's nothing like the link between the stock market and the real economy that exists back in 2007, when so much of that was driven by household speculation, over leverage with the subprime bubble and so on. So I don't expect this to lead to a downturn like 2007 and 2008, but it does show how fragile the so-called recovery is and how much it's dependent upon quantitative easing by central banks.
Very well, Steve, we'll leave there at that, but of course we appreciate bringing that into context for us.